Welcome to the PAC Football Report for September 27, 2008. I'm Joe Underko. Over the next few minutes, we'll take a look back at the opening weekend of league play in the President's Athletic Conference, while also previewing the weekend ahead. The opening of conference play in the PAC on September 20 saw four high-scoring, closely contested contests. Washington and Jefferson remained unbeaten, but only after subduing an upset-minded Teal team 34-24. Thomas More jumped out to a 20-0 first quarter lead, then held on to post a 34-26 road win at Waynesburg. After trailing 10-0 early, Westminster rolled off 31 unanswered points, then held off a late St. Vincent rally to defeat the Bearcats 31-24. Finally, under the lights at Grove City, the homestanding Wolverines outgunned visiting Bethany 41-35. PAC Offensive Player of the Week honors went to Grove City senior tailback Brian Mercer, who rushed for 126 yards and four touchdowns in the win over the Bison. Defensive laurels went to Thomas More junior linebacker Brad Steinmetz, who recorded 16 tackles for the Saints against the Yellow Jackets. Waynesburg freshman kicker Brian Arbus garnered special teams recognition with a school record tying four field goals, including successful 49 and 48-yard attempts. Four more conference games are on tap for this Saturday, including a pair of contests between teams that recorded conference victories on September 20 that will clarify the early season race for the PAC title. Keying the games this weekend will be a matchup under the lights at Washington and Jefferson, as the 3-0 Presidents host 2-1 Grove City at 7 p.m., with at least a share of the conference lead on the line. W&J has dominated the recent series with the Wolverines, winning the last nine meetings, including a 49-14 win at Grove City a year ago. Despite the recent success, President Head Coach Mike Sirianni says his team is not taking Grove City lightly.
We really feel that this is Grove City's best team that I've seen, at least in my 10 years at W&J. We feel they present great challenges for us both offensively and defensively, but our kids have seen them on tape, and films don't lie. You see how well they run on defense, and the game that really impresses me is their 19-10 victory over Carnegie Mellon, who's a traditionally strong team, and they really dominated the second half. So that's all we had to do, is show our kids the second half of that game to get their attention, and I don't think we'll have any problem getting up for this game.
In another matchup of teams that posted conference wins a week ago, 2-1 Westminster travels to face 1-1 Thomas More at 1:30 p.m. The Titans will try for their third straight win while also looking to snap a three-game Saint win streak in the series, which includes a 34-7 win a year ago. Thomas More will debut its new Bank of Kentucky field on campus. According to head coach Jim Hilbert, after playing off campus for the past season and a half, the new campus home field is a welcome addition for the Saint program.
I think, first of all, the win last week gave our young guys some confidence. And then you put that with opening up the new field this week, obviously facing a great opponent like Westminster, helps our kids, helps our community, helps our campus, and helps our seniors who have been, it's been a long time coming, and it creates a new excitement, a new buzz around our campus and around our community, bringing football back to campus at Thomas More.
1-2 Waynesburg travels to 1-2 St. Vincent for a 1:30 p.m. kickoff. A year ago, the Yellow Jackets rolled to a 42-20 home win over the Bearcats. Following St. Vincent's first win since the program's return against Gallaudet 2 weeks ago, and a strong performance in the league opener at Westminster last Saturday, Bearcat head coach Bob Colbert knows the next step for his young program is breaking through and earning a conference victory.
Well, there's no question that's our next goal, Joe. We did do pretty well up at Westminster. We were down 21 points with 4 minutes to go in the game, and then we come down to the last minute of the game. If we recover the onside kick, we get a chance to go down and tie the game. So our players grew in that game tremendously. And that's our goal, to win a game in the PAC and let our kids know that we're starting to become competitive within the league.
Finally, two teams in search of their first win in 2008 will battle in Greenville as 0-3 Teal hosts 0-2 Geneva at 1:30 p.m. A rough start is new territory for both head coaches, as the Tomcats are 0-3 under Jack Liebheimer for just the second time in 8 years, while the Golden Tornadoes are trying to avoid their first 0-3 start in Gino DeMarco's 16-year helm. Last season, Geneva posted a 20-3 win over the Tomcats. Bethany has the weekend off. That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report. For the latest PAC football scores, news, and statistics, log on to our website at www.pacathletics.org. I'm Joe Underko. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the stadium.